You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. Imagine this. You head out for a quick paddle on a small lake, someplace really close to home, and what do you discover sticking out of the muck on the lake bottom? A rack of antlers so big, your first reaction is to call them dinosaur bones. That's what happened to a girl and her dad in Benzie County last Easter. Now they have test results that show they've likely landed on a museum piece. Evidence is now very strong. This is a rare example of an extinct elk that disappeared from Michigan around 1875. Sonia Maley is 10 years old, the kind of kid who's always outside identifying birds and hunting toads and salamanders, the kind of kid who would, on April 20th, canoe around a partially frozen lake with her dad.
We were paddling out there, and I looked down, and I was like, "Dad, what's that?" And he was like, "Oh, it's just two sticks." And I was like, "Those don't really look like sticks."
It was easy to see the mucky bottom of the lake that day. The winds and the waters were completely still, almost eerily so. And Dad did spot something. He thought maybe it was a part that fell off a boat.
He brought his fishing pole. So he shoved it down there and grabbed it, and he pulled it up, and it was this giant vertebrae, and we're like, what? It was crazy.
At this point, Sonia's dad, David Maley, turns his attention back to those sticks she had first pointed out.
And we've got a hook and a rope, and hooked onto it, pulled it up, and it was really stuck to the bottom, so I really thought it was like a tree root or something to that effect.
It was so stuck in the muck and stuff that it was tipping.
The canoe was tipping.
So I was like, oh my God, we're gonna fall over. And it was really cold. And so I was like, oh. But then it let go.
And once it broke the surface, our jaws dropped.
Sonia is 5'1". And if she stands next to them, these antlers climb to her chin. Dad is a hunter, so he knew by sheer size they'd found something special. For other hunters out there, it's a rack 9 points by 8, and it appears they've found a complete skeleton. The family took some of the bones down to Ann Arbor, where they met this spring with scientists at the University of Michigan Museum of Paleontology.
Here's some vertebrae. We'll come back to those maybe. Pelvis.
Biologist Phil Myers and paleontologist Dan Fisher rifle through drawers filled with bones.
I was sure we had a femur, but I don't see it here.
And they compared museum specimens to bones from Sonia's elk.
Which one's ours?
You notice that this one's yours. Oh. You notice these two are bigger and these two are smaller.
The Maleys would love to know all about this bull, how old it was when it died, how it died, and when. But really, they have one big question. Whether it's from an extinct subspecies. If it is, Fisher and Myers say it's a spectacular find and something that probably deserves to be in a museum. This week, a carbon dating confirmed with near certainty it is.
There's a 97.5% chance that it's 1850 or older, which would put it firmly into the range of the extinct eastern elk.
The test was interpreted for the family by Lou Bender, who's done extensive research on Michigan elk. Today, he's a senior research scientist at New Mexico State University. But calling this animal extinct assumes scientists are certain the eastern elk is genetically different than elk that roam today. Bender says that's up for debate.
Most of those subspecies were classified based on, because the work was done in the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, just what these animals look like. Well, nowadays, most classification schemes are based upon how related they are genetically.
Bender says he doesn't know if anyone has done a DNA profile of the eastern elk. Just maybe, he says, Sonia's elk could help answer that question. So next, the Maleys will have testing done to see if the bones still hold any DNA. And suddenly, this homeschool family that lives a quiet life in rural northern Michigan is excited about the prospect they're contributing to science.